every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to count. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set 'em up another round. I'll set 'em up another round. I'll set 'em up another round. One more round won't get me down.
Hello and welcome to Drinking with Fear.
Hey, all.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Pete Selby. I am the Fear, and I'm drinking with Ben.
Hey, old mate, how are you?
I'm fine. And also Saundo, how are you?
I'm very good. First time this year.
It is the first time this year.
Yeah. We're missing someone.
Just got to remember that you're on number four, actually, not number two, because we don't have a number two for anyone who doesn't really care. I'm on mic one, you're on mic three, Ben.
Mm-hmm, my favourite one.
You're on four, just so I realise that. Wayne's not here because he's stuck in traffic.
No, I'm genuinely gutted.
I was until just now, because now we've started, because, you know, once we get underway, it's great.
He'd have only nicked your beer anyway, wouldn't he?
He would have turned up late.
Yeah. Nicked your beer.
Saying racist things.
Said a lot of racist things.
Yeah. And he smells.
He does a little bit.
Yeah. It's terrible, really. He's always been like that, you know. It's just a complete mess of a human being. Anyway, what are we drinking?
Well, I want to know what you're drinking first.
I've got some of these Warrickers.
Well, how is that Warrika? It just says Walker.
Oh, okay, Walker. Oh, yeah, that's right.
W-A-R-K-A.
I was spinning the can round at the same time, but I've also got some big cans of Stella.
They are massive.
So I'm going to go for the Stella.
Well,
so,
no, you've got to go for the Walker. I've never heard of Walker.
Okay, go for the Walker then. I'm going for a Walker.
Okay. I want to try me some of this Walker.
Mmm, lovely. I've not drank it yet, but there you go.
Where can you get a Walker from?
From the fridge downstairs.
Way.
I'm trying to remember where the Walker came from. I'm failing to remember where the Walker came from.
Great.
There we go. Where did the Walker come from?
Is that because you've drinking too much Walker?
I can't remember where it was. It was in the bag. Oh, my God. Whatever. Anyway, I've got
did
some
you find
Walker.
It in a bin?
No, it was in my house, but there we go. What are you drinking, Ben?
Carling, yeah, yeah.
Saunasaurus?
Foster's.
You've got a Foster's. Splendid. Yeah. So no Wayne.
But, I don't know what to do now.
Well, I do have a theory.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, we're all a few weeks away from dying through the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. I was going to place a bet that you had bought some Corona.
Well, possibly, but I couldn't be asked to get out of the house.
Okay.
But he obviously works in the NHS, right? And I think Wayne's contracted the coronavirus.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Now, at the time of recording... there's only three cases apparently in the UK, so I think we can kind of semi-joke about it until it becomes a real massive thing.
Yeah, well, he's only one person, he could be one of the three.
We know millions of people who have got it elsewhere in the world, but that's, you know, until now, we'll run with it. So if you listen to this in a few months' time and it turns out it's, you know, the whole world's gone to shit, then there you go, just remember when we're recording this. But anyway, so I reckon he's patient X.
Oh.
I've got a bit of a Shaun of the Dead vibe going on in my head.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I think we should just go to the pied and wait for it to blow over.
I think so as well.
That's a good idea.
I think so. I think we should... okay, let's just stop the podcast now.
Oh,
no, I need to put my daughter to bed soon. Can I do that first?
First and possibly for the last time, because the whole world's going to completely...
Okay, so we're going to go around Ben's, put his daughter to bed.
That's right.
Then go to the pied and wait for this all to blow over.
Yes.
Yeah, great idea.
Good.
Yeah. But also, it might take a while because of the tremendous traffic problems that Wayne's causing. And the traffic, why is the traffic bad? Because they're all trying to get away from that fucking hospital where patient X is roaming around in his car, fucking crashing into people and all that shit. So we can't do what we were going to say last week, which was going to be the along the lines of that story of the woman.
The fake news stories.
The fake news stories. Because the idea, Saundo, obviously you're a big fan of the podcast and you heard last week's episode.
Absolutely did.
Yes. The story was about the woman who eats talcum powder. And so what we're going to do, and what we still will do, is we'll come up with stories, three stories, and you are going to assign those stories to
three?
Us. Three stories.
Okay. One each or three each?
One story, and so three stories overall, and then you assign the story to each one of us, and then we email it to a newspaper and see whether it takes any traction or whatever. It won't.
I don't know. It depends what the stories are.
That does mean that you're going to have to remember to come to another one of these.
Yes, exactly.
Well, last time you didn't remind me. And
how many reminders do you need? Are you coming? Yeah.
I reminded
you. That's not a reminder. That's an invitation.
I reminded you tonight.
You reminded me tonight after I texted you to ask what time I needed to come round.
Still, Reminder.
I did put it in my diary at work, though. So I know I had it tonight.
I think...
That's how seriously I take this.
Well, we could have recorded this elsewhere because...
I closed the shop early so I could be here tonight.
Oh, my God.
I know. Right?
Mm. Well, you closed it for the last time.
I did.
Because of the incoming corona. We could have actually recorded this somewhere else because last night I went to a comedy night down our local.
Ooh. Is it any good?
Well, this is the thing. It wasn't.
Right, okay. Does that make it funnier?
It does. It was quite funny in one way because it's the first of like three or four on Thursdays and then they're going to be on Saturdays as well. So the Leicester Comedy Festival, one of the biggest festivals in the UK, one of the host areas is our local, remarkably. Yeah. So it's going to be really good and apparently it's going to get a lot better. So if you listen to this and you're thinking about it, go to it. But the first night, so I bought my ticket, slightly drunk, good for all the Thursdays because I can go to them. And I go down there with Lalo, our mate Lalo.
Good old
Weezy.
Lalo.
Weezy, yeah. Mm-hmm. And essentially walk in and there's no one there. And the landlord comes over and says, yeah, bit of a problem, Pete. I'm like, what, the fact that no one's here? And he goes, yeah, there's that. Also that the act isn't here. So one of the people involved with the setup and everything is going to do it. And I was like, well, is he a comedian? And he's like, well, yeah, but he's got a thing on Saturday, so he's going to be running through his set. I was like, well, that sounds great. Do you know what I mean? Because he'll just pull the best bits from it. But anyway, when you're sitting in an audience and there's 12 people listening to this, okay, one of them is the landlord as well. And the guy starts, and I'm like, right, as long as he starts just going like punchline, 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 just be dead quick, really, with jokes, get everyone laughing from the start. It wasn't like that. He was just going on and on about like, it wasn't about like relationships and stuff like that. He was about 30 years old, and some of the stuff he was telling stories about parties and that, but there was no real punchlines. It was kind of just like you're listening to someone standing there. And quickly, I was like looking at him going like, you can tell in his eyes, he's realising this is just dying to death. And then all of a sudden, he starts telling a story about like his dick being pulled out at a party. And that what he was going to mention that throughout his act. That was his callback, basically.
Okay.
So he was going to relate back to that all the time. But in the audience, you've got three or four lads at the front. Okay, you got me and Lalo at the back. Now, Lalo is quite loud because of his kind of health issues, really. Mm-hmm. So he's coughing like a motherfucker all the time. But also, he's laughing kind of constantly as well. So I'm killing myself laughing at Lalo. The guy doesn't know how to fucking act with Lalo at all. He's just like, are you all right, mate? You all right? You know, he's enjoying it. And I'm sitting there, fucking hell, like. And then elsewhere, there's two couples at either end of the room, right? One of them's probably in their 60s, and the other one they're in, say, their 40s. And then he starts talking about, like, what do you call a dick? And he's kind of going, like, and he just turns to that side of the room where, unfortunately, it sounds like Lalo's here, and where, unfortunately, there's just the two older people. And I look around, and I didn't really see them when they came in, and they looked just completely straight-laced. 60-year-olds, and then and the guy's like, a penis like this, like really awkwardly, and I'm there going, this is great, but it's not what he meant. And then he goes on about a bit similar, and then he goes like, so what would you call like a fanny? Because you can't call it a fanny when you're like over, say, 20 years old. You got to start calling it something else. I don't want to use the C word before someone else says it. What would you call it? And then for some reason, he just looks at his wife, who's like 65 years old, and she's just squirming in the seat like this and just goes, a Mary?
Oh, bless her.
I died laughing. And you could tell that he didn't roll with it. And I was like, how can you not roll with that and carry on and bring it back? That's the callback he should have done throughout the entire show. But he carried on. And at the end, he says, any pointers and this, any other part for making it funnier. And I said, basically, the last third, just scrap it, mate, because it just went nowhere. But like the first bit, go with what you can.
So at the end of his act, he said, right, and guys, can have some feedback on whether that was all right.
Yeah, because it was a standing act. So it
I get that. You still don't do it.
Well, I've seen Jimmy Carr on a warm pack. Did he do exactly that?
Did he?
Yeah, they changed the show all the way through it.
Yeah.
Somebody will come on and say, nice, try this bit, chop that bit. He's like, no, we ain't doing that bit.
It was nice of him to do it because everyone in the room understood that the situation was a bit wrong because the person wasn't there who were meant to do it and there wasn't many in. Apparently next week it's Ramode and all the satires are apparently really well sold, so it's going to be a lot better.
I think last night there was only one person, which is the only night there is only one person. Normally there's two or three.
Yeah, that's right. Next Thursday, apparently this is one guy who's meant to be really funny, but I did make one serious error. First of all, I bought my ticket straight up, and apparently you can just pay whatever you want. So I bought my £5 ticket. And at the end he goes, because he says he's just started full-time in this job, being a stand-up comic, so he's just seeing how far it goes. He goes, there's a bucket at the end, so if you want to chip anything in, there you go.
Did you take a refund?
I thought he meant... basically pass the cap round, you know what I mean? Because he's just started, whatever, he's going to go less to this and the other. So I was like, okay, so I just chucked a fiver in there, you know, thinking, go on, help the guy on his way. And anyway, we're in the bar afterwards, and he comes over and he goes, who put the fiver in? And everyone's looking around going, who the fuck did that? And I was like, I did, you know, Mr. Rich over here, I put a fiver in, like, boom. He goes, yeah, but you already paid for your ticket, and he realised it was paying for the fucking ticket, so I paid twice to watch a fucking shit coming. So all round, it was all a bit of a mess. But it will be really, really good. But sitting next to Lalo in a comedy gig is...
You could have just stopped and sit next to Lalo.
Fuck, it's funny. It's so funny. And I turn around to him and say, like, are you going for the next few? You're like, yeah. And so I'm like, straight away, I'm going to sit next to you, mate. I've got to, because it was
You want to sit next to the bloke that can't breathe during it?
Yeah.
But
he laughs all the time. He'll just make like, during the sentence, he'll just start fucking laughing. Oh, it's fucking funny. But anyway, yeah, but this guy died in his arse, but... There you go. So we should do it. We should. We could.
What?
If we thought about it, okay, we could actually do like a best of hits of Drinking With Fear. It might not work.
Is it down the pub?
It's down the pub.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah. The only thing is people would know us. Do you know what I mean? So they would automatically see through the kind of like the stories or whatever. Because half the shit that they say, in fact, not even half the shit, 100% of the shit that comic says, it's not real, is it? Do you know what I mean? It's all made up.
Ours is all genuinely real.
Exactly. We are as big a messes
as we... Bonafide, yeah.
Exactly. We are the messes that we put out. But anyway, there we go. So Saundo, you've not been on for a while.
No. Well, not invited.
But, yeah, that's
what?
True.
Well, invited once.
But we are in February now, which is great news, because you can drink.
Yeah, I didn't want to come here and drink non-alcoholic lager.
How did it go?
Really well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was actually slightly sad to have a first drink.
I went 3 days this week, hated it. Absolutely hated it.
I woke up last Friday morning and remembered why I stopped drinking.
What, really?
Oh, yeah,
did you shit yourself awful. Again?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
It was everywhere. I drove back from the hotel in London and got back in bed. Felt awful. Spent all day in bed.
See, that's what happens when you stop drinking.
Yeah.
The people who don't drink, they don't realise that when they do, even if it's just a, you know, maybe a glass of champagne at a wedding reception or, oh, I'll go for a beer with a long-lost relative. When they do, they'll feel like shit. They don't realise they've got to build up and keep going.
Mm.
That's what I think.
I don't know, mate. I've just carried on since the age of 15. I feel all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you look like shit, but...
Thanks, mate.
Apart from that, it's fine. Apart from the... I mean, I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but there's that big storm this weekend as well.
Sierra.
Storm what?
Very tropical Sierra. Name, isn't it? Yeah, it is called Sierra.
Sierra?
Kiara.
Well, it's Sierra, but yeah.
Pronounced Kiara.
I thought I listened to the weather earlier.
The singer
Sierra. Sierra.
Was spelled like that, and it's...
Well, some prick on the road then and said it wrong. It's Kiara.
I believe it's a Spanish name, is it not?
It is a daft
pronounced Sierra. But anyway,
once in a 7-year storm, apparently. So when you're listening to this, you might be listening
you're
to
saying it like it's a good thing.
It might be the
like
last.
Go and watch the asteroids, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the last juice on your mobile. This is what they might be listening to, Drinking With Fear on, because there's no power.
Uh-huh.
And then obviously there won't be any power because everyone's going to be a zombie through the coronavirus.
I mean, if there's no power, there'll be no service to broadcast it, but you know, let's not get technical.
We've been left Europe for a few days.
No, they've downloaded it on their phone.
Oh, I see, right. Okay.
You misheard the phone bit at the start. That was the big clue.
So, yeah, we've Brexited for a few days now, and we're already getting coronaviruses. And
storm.
Philip Schofield is gay.
Fuck you, Brexit.
See, that's not even just calling him now, is it?
No.
You're not just like randomly out there, Schofield's gay, he's gay. No, he actually is.
Yeah.
And it really surprised me how much I didn't give a fuck when I heard about it.
Yeah, but no one cares, really.
No,
do they
don't.
And also, if you were going to kind of list, you know how you do those, what's the list of people who's going to die, where you create a top 10 people of celebrity people.
Yeah, I know.
And then like death list, I think it's just a death list.
Yeah.
And then when they die... you get like 10 points for number 1, 1 point for number 10. Do you know what I mean? On your list of the year.
No, No, I've never
done that game.
We used to play pedo bingo, didn't we?
Oh, pedo bingo.
Pedo
different.
Bingo was good. So you all had a name and say who was going to be the next person outed by Operation U Tree.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very similar thing. But the death list. So if you had like Kirk Douglas, that would be on your death list because the guy's 100.
Oh, Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah, but sure, that'd be
for ages,
worth a point.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
It's just, you know, nothing there.
The Duke of Edinburgh, like, he'll be on there as well, wouldn't he?
He's also on the pedo.
Yeah. I'd have picked out him on pedo bingo, yeah. I went for Cliff on pedo bingo.
Yeah.
And I still don't know whether I've got that point or not.
He's either got very good lawyers or
yeah, no smoke without
innocent.
Fire. Oh, I can't say that. My grandma be listening.
I mean, in all fairness,
my granny though, that's a lie.
What should you say? Was it Mistletoe One or the other one?
Hello, Ben's grand.
Saviour's Day?
Saviour's Day, he looks like a pedo in that video. The children are genuinely
scared.
Oh, no,
that's Mistletoe and Wine.
Is it Mistletoe and Wine? Yeah, but they're genuinely scared.
Anyone for tennis?
Is that a spitting image?
We've got no balls, Keith.
Max and Paddy. Spitting image.
I'm sure you see something similar on spitting image.
What decade are you from?
80s?
Yeah, we're early 2000s. That's really... one more time. Anyone for tennis?
It's another great impression, Pete. You should do that.
It's not as good as Nelson Mandela. That's my favourite.
What happens if Nelson Mandela wanted to play a game of tennis?
Let's find out, shall we? Let's role play. Hiya, Nelson. Fancy game of tennis?
I want to play tennis.
Brilliant.
Has anyone got my balls? I think you're fine. I found my balls.
You sound more like Bo Selector.
Mm.
Oh, that was my Nelson Mandela wanted to play tennis.
It was good.
This is
you gestured very well as well, didn't
quickly.
You?
I whiff-waffed with my hands.
You did. Very method actor, aren't you?
I imagine you were instantly funnier than the guy last night.
When that Mary line came up, because he turned around, he says, I don't want to use the C word. I didn't want to use, would you want a drink? Is that what that...
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck.
Suck his cock.
All right.
Oh, no.
Ben, you can take your headphones.
I mean, if you look where you were looking.
Just reach and get him a beer, for God's sake.
Thank you.
When he said the Mary line, he turns round and he was going through all his...
Who calls it a Mary?
Old people call it a Mary.
Why? Exactly.
They're all tuppence.
Vagina.
My mum used to call it Totty.
Wow, that just sends out mixed signals.
Mm.
Well, I mean, we've dropped the C-bomb on this episode, on this podcast
a
before.
A couple of times.
Dude, but when we used to come back for nights out... And we see your mum go, oh, there's a right totty out tonight. She must have thought
we were
in a very different place from where we were.
Well, I don't know where Mary, but her Mary. One, so he turns around to the other people in the other side and goes, what do you call it to this woman who's in her 40s? And she just drops the C-bomb straight away, like, boff.
Yeah.
And he goes, right, because someone else has said it, I can say it, this, that, and the other. And then he's carrying on with all these different girlfriends, this, that, and the other, about like kind of splitting up and all this sort of thing. And the story's not really funny. And I, when it came to like halfway through, I just turned to Lalo and goes, Lalo, like, if he doesn't call one of his girlfriends Mary and says she was a right cunt, I says, he's the worst comedian of all time. And I sat there going like, say it. It's an easy line, mate. The two women have just gave you the easiest joke in the world. And like, he just never fucking
said
it.
Well, sure, that's what he was teeing up.
This is the whole point, and it never happened. He didn't like it. Didn't it? Wasn't like, you know how a song builds up and up and there's a big drop. It never happened. And for fuck's sake. Anyway, when it finished, and I kind of said it quite loud, like, oh, it's like if he just turned around and says, oh, one of his girlfriends married, and then just turned around to that woman, went, and she was like, right, good lies, and everyone went, oh, yeah, that would have been better. And I'm like, fucking, I'm not that funny. But
he's going to be using that now, isn't he?
I think I told him that at the end as well. I said, look, there we go. There's my suggestion. But fair play to him. I've not named him yet, mainly because I just completely forgot his name. So there you go. Never mind.
Memorable bloke.
Yeah, go to it. It's great. Pie Ball Shepshed, Leicester Comedy Festival. It can only get better.
Similar to watching Russ Abbott.
Welcome back to Drinking with Fear.
Hey, up.
The comedy episode with minus Wayne. No, still no Wayne.
Wee!
Oh, dear.
Don't you just be slagging them off for like 15 minutes while I've been off air?
That's very true. There is a little shout out, and we won't talk about the person or whatever, but someone that we know has just started listening to the podcast amongst the millions of people who do listen to the podcast. But I saw him down the local the other day, and he says, how do I listen to the podcast? I said, well, bring up basically podcasts on your iPhone and then type in Drinking with Fear. And he pressed it. And it came up straight away. I said, you've already subscribed to it, you bloody idiot. Anyway, so he started...
Can I have a guess who this is?
He started playing episode one. I said, right, stop it. He said, well, I listened to that. I said, brilliant, fantastic. There's about 40-odd episodes. Anyway, 2 days later, he's on episode 7 already, and he's just a hardcore fan. Guess
we
who
like
is?
Him.
Dave Tedds.
It yes, is. It is.
So there you go. He's just crashed.
Yes, Tedsy.
He's just crashed his car listening to this. We'll have to get him on at one point.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You need to get out the beep filter again.
Exactly. Well, the last couple of episodes, the way we've finished, I don't know whether we will after hearing
I've listened to those, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, it's just the C-bomb that I dropped earlier as well, but we did it in
that
a
was
more,
in context, though.
It was in context as well, but we did it in a more dramatic fashion in the last couple of episodes, one of which you didn't fucking like, by the way, Ben.
What?
And then did exactly the same.
What have I done now?
The end of the previous episode, you dropped the C-bomb at the end.
Yeah, I did.
In a very effective and funny manner. I like it. But we started that episode while me being slated because I did exactly the same thing.
That was
before.
The point of me finishing it with that.
Yes, I know. It was kind of a callback.
There we go.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Not, it's not as bad as it is. It's more a term of endearment now.
It definitely wasn't when I called it about Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
But that's the same as twat. You know, depending what how you say it, it can either be like, oh, you twat, or you twat.
I think we said twat candle a few times, actually.
Twat candle.
Yeah, because that's all about a candle.
Oh. Yeah, she's got a very smelly fanny.
Oh, somebody else has released that as well. A singer. Smells like a Mary.
It's caught on.
Mary's going to be used a lot, I tell you. That's going to stick.
Sorry to any listeners that are called Mary.
I tell you what, though. I wonder if that woman actually is called Mary and she just panicked. So what do you call your fanny? And she's like, I'm Mary? And no one heard that I'm... And she just
strange that you'd call your lady reproductive parts after the Virgin Mother of Christ.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. As an atheist, I find a lot of humour in that.
The thing is, though, I don't ever recall seeing that woman in the pub. I know that I will bump into her now about four times in the next week.
And will you call her Mary?
And the only thing you'll know about her is what she refers to her downstairs.
Oh, it's Mary. And someone with her will be like, you know, a daughter or something will be like, she's not Mary. And I'm like... She is to me. She is to a lot of people. And she knows, and she'll tell you later.
Oh, bless her. Anyway.
Poor Mary.
My favourite recent story in the news. Have you heard about the Egyptian priest?
I've not.
So it's 4,000 years old. He's been a mummy. It's priest Nessie Amun. His name.
That one.
It's a great name.
Nessie Amun.
The elusive Nessie Amun.
That's the one. Yeah. And his dying wish, what they found out, was that he wanted his voice to go on into the afterlife.
Okay.
So you can hear him for all time. That was his dying wish.
That's exactly what we're doing now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the podcast will live forever.
So the very clever people at Leeds University managed to unearth him, read all this, and then they've recreated from his vocal cords, because he's mummified, what he would sound like.
So from a series of pictures of cat's eyes and
a man
with a weird arms.
Yeah, doing
they've
that.
Read that that means he wants his voice gone from
crane.
The Bangles video.
Yeah.
Out on there.
Can I instantly call bullshit?
I'm smelling.
I'm not going out on a limb by calling bullshit straight away.
Well, I recorded his voice. They published what this guy would have sounded like.
But it's not his voice, though, is it?
I think...
This is the recreation of the...
So it's not his voice, it's a recreation of his
voice. Of what he would sound like, yes.
Okay.
This is his voice, then.
This is breaking news, so... It's beautiful. It's a beautiful language.
Is he speaking in English?
Well, let's find out. There he is!
Nelson Mandela.
It's Nelson Mandela.
Ah.
He's asking to play tennis.
Pete, ask him a question. So, priest Nessie Amun, would you like to play some tennis?
Nessie Amun. Oh, would you like to play again tennis? What? I think you're fine.
That was like a billy goat when its testicle squeezed.
That's pretty close. That's pretty good.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But they're beautiful, beautiful so, voice, isn't it?
We'll go silent again. Can you play that? I'll turn up your mic.
Yep, there you go. This is Prince Nessie Amun.
He's just farting.
I mean, on a scale of one to bollocks. That's right up there. I mean, we've come up with... there's been a lot of stories that we've mentioned.
Well, you can't say it didn't sound like that. 4,000 years ago.
Well, there's a lot of stories which I've said that's been in the news that other people ain't maybe seen. And then you've instantly called bollocks, and it turns out to be right. I remember when I told about the sports coach, the high school sports coach in America who got sacked because... he was found to be having a shit on the running track at the opposition high school.
Yeah, that's quite every early morning. Doors that one was.
Yeah, that was one of the early podcasts. Obviously, you know about that.
Can I just? I think this priest. What's actually happened there is he's not feeling well. He's out there thinking this might be the end.
Yeah,
and he said to his tomb builders or slaves, as they're probably better known, "I want my voice to be able to go on forever." And just at that point, he said. Yeah, not all the technology. And that's his last words, as he's passed away, knowing his voice will not be heard for all of eternity.
And also, because all films are real, I've heard the mummy speak before and kind of come out of the ground.
That was
going,
a moon as well, wasn't
whoa,
it?
And all that sort of thing. Apart from the Tom Cruise one, because that was shit.
That was a terrible film. Terrible film.
I mean, obviously, the whole kind of mythology regarding mummies and regarding... You know, ancient Egypt, The Rock, that film was quite accurate.
Scorpion King.
Scorpion King.
Very accurate.
That was obviously an accurate portrayal.
Never seen any of these films.
Was it Lost Treasure? Treasure, the one with, what's his
Nicolas
face?
Nicolas Cage.
In? That's right.
National Treasure.
Now, that's a great film.
There
it's
we go.
It's got nothing to do with mummies.
No, but it's like kind of that.
There's two of them. The other one's really good as well.
It is. That's when they go to the City of Gold.
Yes.
Yeah, very good film.
There you go.
Never worked out that his mate, who's with him, is Stu from Hangover. Never worked that out. Until what's happening.
Riley, his name in National Treasure. Yeah.
There you
go. Can't drive a Ferrari.
See, all films are real. So when in those mummy films, and obviously the mummies talk or they make noises in Scooby-Doo,
they don't
sound like that.
That's true.
Because where else will we see mummies? Films, Scooby-Doo. There we go.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Or ones that knock on your door in October and say trick or treat.
It's just toilet paper, though, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just toilet paper.
That's true, yeah. It's not on film, is it?
Yeah.
I've not seen it on TV because all TV's real.
Talking about unrealistic things, I was watching Harry Potter the other night.
Wait. Let's just stop you there. No, not only is it obviously because it's a film, it's real, but they've made there's been books. So it's obviously real. The script mints down on.
Well, it turns out there was an episode that I'd never seen before, which kind of makes sense.
By episode,
now.
Do you mean film?
But film, yeah.
Episode.
There was a film.
Fucking Simpsons.
I hadn't seen the Order of the Phoenix. I'd never seen it before, okay. So it kind of made a lot of sense. So I'd wondering where like his Godfather had gone to.
Which episode or which number is that? Not that it's going to make any sense.
It's towards the end.
That'll do.
Number 5, I believe.
Right.
I don't know. It was towards the end. But it's the one where he gets his first kiss.
Oh, that's a bit later on. He's very, very.
He's with that Oriental girl that's probably got coronavirus.
Oh, that's with the
he's probably got it.
The Olympics, but for wizards and.
No,
stuff.
That's the Goblet of Fire. It's a bit later on. It's where.
So I think he's father. Because Goblet of Fire. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Has anyone checked on Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig. Yeah.
What's his name?
Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe. That's right. Has anyone checked on Daniel Radcliffe?
Oh, no, he was snogging an Oriental girl, so, yeah, he was.
Well, the first thing he did after that, he was nods out on stage, didn't he?
Yes,
he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Eckwood something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a horse thing, yeah.
Well, Hermione didn't follow suit there, did she?
No, she didn't.
Selfish.
Yeah, but was it Philip Schofield in that?
Yeah, but in this episode... of Harry Potter, is that? And he gets his first snog, and he's a 16-year-old lad, and he's underneath some mistletoe, and then the camera pans out, and goes down to his feet.
Cliff's there, singing.
And scrolls up past his legs, up his entire body, to finally show the mistletoe above them again. He's not got a stiffy. He's a 16-year-old lad having his first ever snog. And it made me think a little bit, because it's like a boarding school, isn't it? Hogwarts.
I think it is a boarding school.
Very much is a boarding school, yeah.
There's no pregnant girls. I remember at my school, at least, there was at least...
Expelliarmus, sure.
There you go, at least half a dozen birds that were pregnant at the age of 16.
There's a couple of things there. One, obviously the fact that you stopped and you went from frame to frame to try and find...
Well, I didn't, you just scrolled past it.
Yeah, but you stopped the DVD.
I thought that's... Yeah, no, definitely.
I think you kind of missed the magic of the story.
Yeah, and secondly, wasn't there, and I kind of roughly know what happens in Potter until the end when it all got complicated.
Mental.
Yeah, I didn't really... I didn't really
moving staircase was good fun.
Yeah, moving staircase, and dark, there was a car, and there was a tree, there was a werewolf in there, and that whole thing about the werewolf was really good because it was kind of accurate to like the werewolf original kind of werewolf.
Yeah,
story.
Very very believable.
Joe Shelby was in there as the baddie.
Yes.
As soon as he started like being a normal person, or not being normal, but being a fully formed person, I didn't really watch it from then. But anyway, wasn't there a? It wasn't a boatload, but it was a load of like girls turned up from another school.
That's the one with the Olympics.
They left
yeah.
pretty quickly.
They were all French.
Was it because they were all pregnant?
Yes, it must be.
Yeah.
There we go.
Because if anyone in that school, because let's face it, they're all posh.
Yeah.
Okay. And a load of French girls came over from whereverville. Somewhere in
Franceville.
France. Franceville.
Yeah,
Franceville.
Yeah. Franceville, USA.
I'd imagine that they all got pregnant because they're all...
Up the duff.
And
by the Russians, slutty. Probably there.
Yeah, by the Russians.
They were hench. Russian.
Yeah, they love it as well, don't they?
They were hench. Yeah, but they'd all be on steroids, so have tiny penises.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wouldn't even be able to find a Mary.
Maybe that's what happened to Harry Potter. Maybe he'd also been doing the steroids off the Russians.
This is what's happened.
His penis has shrunk. Yeah. He then has his first kiss, and you don't see a lot of it because of the steroids.
So basically, what he's done, he's before the film started, he's at boarding school, right?
Yeah.
And there was an owl turned up with a letter.
Yeah.
And the letter says, "Look, you've been invited to do this play with Philip Schofield, where you need to get naked on stage. So, in a kind of like, look, this will do wonders for my stage career, but I need to be a bit more buff. I'm going to take steroids." So he started taking steroids, some potion. He got some of the people who were good at potions to make it up. What's her face? Emma Watson.
Yeah.
To do that. So she did that. And then he became like real hench, but had no penis. So when he got off with the Corona girl, he had no dick, which you... Still framed.
There we go. J.K.
Rowling
is very clever, isn't she? It's the thing she doesn't tell you.
Yeah.
They make it good.
I'd love it if Ben works as a continuity editor on feature film.
I'd also.
I mean, there's people been kicking off this week because Lidl have been selling like toy animals and they've all got penises, which is anatomically correct.
Animals have penises.
For half of the animal population.
I wash my dog's penis.
With your mouth.
That's weird. But I'm sure they'd be really happy if they watch sitting down on a Sunday afternoon, fire on. Watching Harry Potter, and he gets his first kiss, obvious stiffy, and a hand goes straight up top. Because that's what awesome would have
happened. Yes, it would have. There'd been some boobage, wouldn't there? A bit of cuppage.
There's been some cuppage, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I think...
So what you're saying is Harry Potter was missing some fingering.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what would have happened.
There is obviously a lot of CGI going into that.
Yeah, okay.
She's been made. Do you know what the actual un-CGI version of that scene is?
I don't know.
It's currently used as the Wrigley's advert.
That zombie.
With the zombie Corona. Yeah. She's Corona'd up. And what they've done, they've CGI'd her up to being whatever her name is, Chung Lee or what?
Chi Chong.
Oh, fuck. No.
I don't know.
It's like Wayne's in the room.
Well, no. Isn't her name actually Chun-Li?
I don't know. I thought you just named me.
No,
Street Fighter characters.
Oh, shit. It is a Street Fighter. Oh, God.
Let's just call her Wing Wah.
I try not to. I thought that was her name. That wasn't just being... I'm sure that's her name. Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Not Gemma Wu.
Never mind.
Who?
Gemma Wu.
That's the actress's name, isn't it?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nothing like Chun-Li.
Or ping pong or anything.
Fucking hell, fire.
Nothing quite like a bit of Harry Potter and racism.
Oh, no. I mean, we want to apologise now to the entire Chinese
nation. Oh, you won't need
nation.
To soon, mate. Don't worry about it.
Whatever's left. Oh, no. Quick, stop doubling down on it. Abort mission. Wayne!
I'd like to fetch you before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night so we can drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinking. I said no, another round. I said no, another round. I said no, another round. One more round, get me down.